弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主早上给我们很好的敬拜，擘饼的聚会。
Praise the Lord for giving us wonderful worship in our communion meeting.
我想我们每一次碰着主，我们心里面都会重新得力。
Every time we meet the Lord, we will be strengthened again.
因为在这条旷野的路上，我们常常会有软弱和疲倦。
Because on this way in the wilderness, we often feel weary and tired.
那在这条路上，我们也常常会有一些的失败和滑跌。
We often might fail or stumble.
那我们的主是按着我们的本相爱我们。
But then the Lord loves us just the way we are.
他也是按着我们的本相，他接纳我们。
And He accepts the way we are.
每次我们来到神家，当我们带着诚心和充足的信心来的时候
，So every time we come to the house of God with sincerity and with faith，
啊，我相信那位天天背负我们重担的主，他要在这里背负我们一切的重担。
And the Lord that who carries our burden every day will again carry our burden。
那位信实的神，他要照着我们的需要，将我们所需要的恩典赐给我们。
And the faithful Lord will give us the blessing and grace that we need。
我们最近一连串在讲到圣灵全备的祝福。
We have covered a series of full blessing of the Holy Spirit。
来的弟兄姊妹，这个是不能够靠讲来得着的。
But we cannot obtain it just by hearing about it.
我们一定要在自己在主的面前有一个非常深、非常强的渴慕。
We have to have a deep longing for it.
我们要求神亲自让我们看见，亲自让我们进入。
We ask the Lord to help us to see and enter.
啊，听说在很久很久以前有一个印第安人。
A long time ago, it is said that there was an Indian.
那有一天，他有机会居然离开了他所住的高山的地方。
This is an American Indian. One day, he left his home in the high mountain.
他有机会来到了加州的海边。
He came to the coastline in California.
在他这一辈子里面，他从来没看过海。
And that was the first time he ever saw an ocean.
甚至也没有听人家对他讲过海。
He never even heard about the description of an ocean.
当他那天来到加州金色的海岸线的时候
，That day when he came to this golden coastline,
他整个人被惊吓住了。
He was seized by awe.
他没想到海这么漂亮。
He never imagined the ocean was so beautiful.
他不知道怎么去形容这个海的美丽跟浩瀚。
He didn't even know how to describe the greatness and immense of this ocean.
不知道要怎么样子把这个海能够带回去给他的这个不是三地同胞啊，那其他的印第安人看。
And he didn't even know how to bring back this good news to his fellow people.
他唯一能做的就是从他身上拿出他一个容器，去接了一整壶的这个海水。
All he could do was to fill up the ocean water in the container.
所以过了好几天以后，他又回到他所住的中部的高山去。
Many days later, he went back to his home in the high mountain.
一下去就很兴奋地跟他们讲说，他们看到了海啊。
And then he was so excited, he told his kinsmen about the ocean.
那其他人问他到底什么叫做海？
So people ask him, what is an ocean?
他比手画脚也讲不出个海叫什么。
He tried all his best, but he couldn't describe it all.
他说我让你们看一看，我让你们看看，就把他那一罐倒出来。
Let me show you, let me show you what ocean is. So he poured out the ocean water.
那弟兄姊妹，这个没有办法让人认识什么叫做海的。
And this alone cannot tell people what ocean is like.
这是我今天早晨讲到之前我里面的一个心情。
And this is exactly how I felt this morning.
我不是说我看过了海，你们没看过海，所以我带点东西给你们看。
Please do not misunderstand. I'm not saying that I've seen the ocean, you have not.
我的重点是说，我们对圣灵的认识，每一个人都要有一个渴慕，我要真正看见。
But what I meant is that we all have to have a deep longing. Every one of us must see.
我要真正的进入圣灵有福的境界里面。
And we have to enter into this blessed realm.
因为怎么样，我们没有办法借着别人在那里告诉我们，而我们真看见他。
We cannot just see by hearing other people's words.
我们里面一定要向神有一个祷告，求你将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
We have to ask the Lord to give us this spirit of revelation and wisdom.
让我们真知道他。
So we will truly know him.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常的知道都是头脑里面的。
A lot of times our knowledge is only at the intellectual level.
以色列历史我们可以不知道。
It's okay that we don't know the history of Israel.
很多预言的解释我们可以不知道。
It's okay if we don't know how to interpret prophecy.
很多希伯来文、希腊文的文法我们不懂没有关系。
It's okay if we don't understand Hebrews or Greek.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不能够不认识圣经里面所说的这位神。
But we cannot go by without knowing God that the Bible tells us.
我们决定不能够轻看也忽略了我们跟这位神之间那个活泼的关系。
And don't take it lightly about our relationship with God.
我们需要自己 个人有第一手的关系。
We have to have a first-hand experience ourselves.
因为这枚圣灵的信息很快就要过去了。
Soon the messages will be over.
因为我的认识有限，我能讲的也很有限。
Because my knowledge is limited, therefore my messages are limited too.
但是弟兄姊妹，圣灵比海还要浩瀚。
But Holy Spirit is more immense than an ocean.
我们要渴慕神，让我们每一个人都看见，而浸透在他的里面。
Let's long for God and immerse ourselves in it.
今天早晨我们要讲圣灵全备祝福里面，讲到圣灵内住第三讲。
And now it's the third message of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
讲到在圣灵里面的祷告。
Today we will talk to pray in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常听到有关于祷告的信息。
We often heard about messages about prayer.
圣经上教导祷告的经文非常多。
And there are many scripture verses regarding prayer.
要随时祷告。
Pray at all times.
要多方的祷告。
And all occasions.
要举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
Lift our holy hands and pray everywhere.
我们不可以灰心的来祷告。
And do not be discouraged.
要情实迫切的祷告。
And pray on persistently.
弟兄姊妹，关于圣灵方，关于教导祷告方面的信息真是很多。
So there are many teachings regarding prayers.
但是到底我们祷告了没有？
But have we prayed?
到底我们在祷告里面，我们得到的祝福有多少？
How much blessing have we obtained through prayer?
弟兄姊妹，祷告在一个基督徒的整个的人生里面是太重要的一件事。
Prayer is such an important thing in our spiritual journey.
不仅仅决定了我们承受祝福的度量。
Not only it determines the capacity to receive blessing.
它直接影响了我们属灵征战的胜败。
It also determines our victory.
它也决定影响我们这一生生活的品质。
It also affects the quality of our life.
而至终它也会影响神的旨意在我们身上到底能不能成就。
And ultimately it determines if God's will can be fulfilled in us.
弟兄姊妹，全部跟祷告发生关系。
It all relates to prayer.
但是我们却又知道祷告的重要，但是却好像很缺乏那个真实有果效的祷告。
Seems like we know the importance of prayer, but somehow we don't see the effectiveness of our prayers.
今天早上3:43，我被我家那只狗叫醒。
I was woken up by our dog about 3:30 in the morning.
他平常 weekday 不叫的，我已经发现有几次了，都是礼拜六晚上叫，大哥不让我讲台。
I noticed that she only barks on Saturday night or early Sunday morning.
所以我今天早上跟我全家讲说，希望以后你们礼拜六晚上为我祷告。
So I told my family this morning, please pray for me on Saturday night.
要为了那只狗祷告。
And also pray for our dog.
因为他再叫下去，我们邻居就会打电话来 complain.
Otherwise, our neighbor might complain.
我不是讲朱信家哈，我隔壁另外一家那个外国人。
I'm not talking about Brother Shine's family.
他已经打过几次电话来 complain 了，这狗很偶尔叫，但是叫半夜叫它就会打电话来。
Because our neighbor always complains when our dog barks.
所以我3:43起来管它。
So I had to get up and take care of it this morning.
管完它以后，我回去睡觉，才躺下去，它又叫了。
And as soon as I went back to my bed, she started barking again.
到了第三次，我没办法，只好到院子里面陪她走一圈，看看怎么回事。
So the third time, I just had to take a walk with her to see what is going wrong.
然后再三告诫，然后我回来了。
So I kept on telling her no more, and then I came back to my room.
然后她就进入梦乡，我就睡醒了。
And then she went back to sleep, and I couldn't sleep anymore.
我就根本没办法再睡觉。
Just couldn't go back to sleep anymore.
后来我就溜起来跑到书房里面去祷告去。
So I went back to my study and start praying.
弟兄姊妹，在今天早晨的祷告里面，我就觉得有非常非常强烈，好像跟仇敌在摔跤一样。
And I felt I was wrestling with God this morning when I prayed.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果不借着祷告，许多属灵的征战里面，我们站不起来。
If we don't pray, we can never withstand. We can never withstand the battles.
有很多时候，神的旨意在我们身上没办法通行。
A lot of times, God's will just cannot be fulfilled in us.
很多时候，神要祝福我们，那个祝福因着缺乏祷告，他没办法降临。
And a lot of times, blessings cannot come for lack of prayers.
弟兄姊妹，当以利亚一祷告的时候，他可以把天窗关起来。
When Elijah prayed, he could close the window of heaven.
他为了要带领全国的百姓悔改归向神。
In order to lead the whole Israel into repentance.
当他再祷告的时候。
And when he prayed again.
他可以把天窗拉开来。
He was able to open the window of heaven.
天就降下雨来。
And the rain came down.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，以利亚跟我们是有一样性情的人。
But then the Bible tells us Elijah was just like us.
换句话说，
same nature.
我们有软弱，我们会失败，会犯罪，以利亚也一样。
In other words, Elijah could just fail and stumble like us. So what power does he have that he could open the window of heaven? Because he prayed persistently. And this is the message we are talking about, to pray in the Holy Spirit today. It's not that we pray with elegant words or with a lot of scripture verses. Or a formality. Or just easy, soft.
Words.
How can we pray in the Holy Spirit? And such prayers can cause great work in our lives. I remember several years ago when I delivered messages on prayers.
我那时候问弟兄姊妹什么叫祷告?
That time I asked brothers and sisters what is to pray.
都知道要祷告.
Even a new believer knows how to pray.
但是什么叫祷告?
But what is to pray?
弟兄姊妹,那时候我们说到祷告乃是圣徒在圣灵中与神相会并相交。
A prayer is a Christian to meet God and fellowship with God.
弟兄姊妹,这叫做祷告,
in the Spirit, and that is to pray.
在圣灵里面,
in the Holy Spirit.
我们跟神相会,
we meet God.
我们跟神相交,
we communion with Him.
弟兄姊妹,我们跟他之间有交通,
so we have fellowship with Him.
这是祷告里面最关键的一件事情,
and this is the key element of prayer.
其他随时多方多处, 要迫切祷告, 弟兄姊妹,这都是辅助性的教导,
and anything other than these are a system complementary lessons to pray persistently everywhere on all occasions. But the key element is still, do we pray in the Holy Spirit? Our scripture verses are in our outline. We will see from three aspects what it means to pray in the Holy Spirit.
说到我们在神圣的同在中来祷告。
To pray in the Holy Spirit means we pray in His holiness.
保罗在以弗所书第六章十八节告诉我们，要靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
中文说靠着
with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
中文说靠着圣灵, 英文就说在圣灵里。
It's to pray in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 这是一个, 不仅仅讲到, 它是一个范围。
So this is not just a boundary of domain.
就是如果你不在这个范围里面, 你的祷告是不会有果效的。
If you are not praying in the Holy Spirit, your prayers will not be effective.
例如说你现在拨了一通电话到白宫, 不要到白宫,到你家里面去啊。
For example, if we dial the number to our home,
你如果在这个范围内,听筒的范围内,你讲话的话, 对方听得到。
If you are within the reach of the headphone, then the other side can hear you.
你如果超过了这个范围, 你讲什么别人都听不到。
But if you are too far away from the headset, then the other side cannot hear you.
因为这边不是神听不见我们讲什么。
It's not that God cannot hear us.
而是神不听我们无心的祷告。
But God will not listen to our prayers without our heart.
神要听我们真正从我们里面出来的祷告。
God wants to listen to our heartfelt prayers.
所以他给我们一个范围叫做在圣灵里。
Therefore He gave us a domain which is to pray in the Spirit.
所以在圣灵里面第一面讲到在他神圣的同在中。
On one hand, it's in His holy presence.
所以他不仅仅只是讲到一个范围。
Not only He's giving us a boundary.
他是讲到一种境界。
It's also a realm, a condition.
就是你必须在神同在的这个范围和境界的里面，我们的祷告神垂听。
God will only listen to us if we pray in His holy presence.
弟兄姊妹,如果我们不能够在一个信心的里面进到神的同在中,
if we cannot enter into His presence with faith,
那我们的祷告跟自言自语有什么不一样?
And what difference is our prayer from muttering, just uttering, mumbling?
心理学家在治疗那些忧伤痛苦的人, 常常就让他们一直 talk, 把它讲出来。
Psychiatrists have treated people in depression by letting them talk, just keep on talking.
把他里面的感情、愤怒、担忧、那些沮丧发泄出来。
So by talking, they poured out their depressions, their feelings and sorrows.
他们已经变成 professional 了，他们不见得需要听你，就让你发泄就是了。
And those psychiatrists are professionals. They don't have to listen to what you say. They just let you talk.
发泄完你觉得舒服很多。
And after you let it out, you feel better.
但是弟兄姊妹，这不是圣经上所说的祷告。
And this is not the prayer we talk about in the Bible.
祷告的一件事情讲到在圣经里面说到我们来到神圣的同在中。
Instead, we come into His holy presence.
圣灵是由位格的神。
The Holy Spirit has His own personality.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们必须知道我们是在圣灵里面跟神相会，而且跟神相交。
So when we pray, we have to be very aware and conscious that we come in God's presence to have communion with God.
所以在这个很久以前我就说这个天主教。这个告解是不够用的时候，他们有一个 fax 专线，你可以把你的这个忏悔写在这个传真上 fax 给他们也可以。
Long ago, I share with you that when the confession rooms in a Catholic church were not enough, then they thought of a way that they can fax their confession to church.
在哭墙，在这个耶路撒冷哭墙旁边，犹太人也设了这个 service， 各地的犹太人没有空回哭墙。可以把祷告 fax 给他们，他们帮你插到哭墙里面去。
And Jews in Israel also had this service that for people over for Jewish overseas that they can fax their prayers to Jerusalem and they will insert into the wall.
因为他们认为这个祷告如果插在哭墙里面，神比较容易垂听。
They felt if their prayer sheets are inserted into the wailing wall, and then God can hear it better.
那回教徒有所谓的朝圣，他们觉得到了麦加、麦地那。那你去祷告比较容易被垂听。
And then the Muslims, they thought they if they go to the Holy Land, then their prayers can be heard easier.
那佛教徒要去找庙，而且要找灵的庙进去。
And for Buddhists, they have to go to a temple, a more spiritual so-called temple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天圣灵已经内住在我们里面。
But today, Holy Spirit is already dwelling in us.
而圣经上告诉我们，你们祷告的时候要在圣灵里祷告。
And the Bible tells us to pray in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们根本不需要到外面去跑。
We don't have to go out search for other places.
我们直接转向里面，我们登堂入室。
When we turn inwardly, we will come right into His presence.
弟兄姊妹，这就是圣灵的殿。
Because this is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
神的圣灵住在我们里面。
God's Holy Spirit dwells in us.
所以当我们带着信心。回到圣灵中的时候
，So when we come in His presence with faith，
我们就直接登堂入室来跟神祷告。
We directly come before Him and pray to Him。
所以保那个犹大书二十节说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。”讲到祷告的时候，他说什么？要在圣灵里祷告。
Jude verse 20 says, "But dear friends, build yourself up in your most holy faith and pray."In the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，圣灵内住给我们带来了一个大的祝福。
We have to know that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit brings us great blessing.
人要和这位又真又活的神交通见面，不需要出去。
We don't have to go to any other places anymore to communion with this Holy God.
你不需要跟着几百万个人挤，像回教徒一样到麦加、麦地那去朝圣。
We don't have to go with the millions of crowds for our pilgrimage.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
我们的心几时转向主，帕子几时就出去了。
Anytime our heart turned to God, then the veil will be removed.
我们可以在圣灵里面敞着脸来瞻仰主的荣美。
We can behold His glory with confidence.
让我们能够变成主的形状。
And we will become His likeness.
从主的灵变成。
From His spirit.
那第二方面用在圣灵里面祷告是讲到我们用灵来祷告。
Secondly, when we say we pray in the Holy Spirit, means we pray with our spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这个稍微我要稍微解释一下。
I need to explain this a little bit more.
那什么叫做用灵祷告呢？
What does it mean to pray with our spirit?
我想我们都知道，任何一个人的构造分成灵魂体三部分。
We all know that we have our spirit, soul, and body.
灵是我们整个人最深之处。
And the spirit is the deepest.Part of
神创造他这个灵是用来跟神交通的。
And we were created with the spirit to communicate with God.
那魂说到我们这个人。
and our soul represents us.
它包括了我们的心思、意志和情感。
It has our minds, our emotion, and our will.
所以我们这个人是一个怎样的人，基本上是由我们这个魂决定的。Therefore,
our soul determines our personality.
你是一个感情丰富的人呢，还是感情很冷酷的人？
Whether you're emotional or emotionless.
你是一个意志很坚决的呢，还是意志很脆弱的人？
Strong-willed person or weak.
你聪明还是笨？
You're intelligent or not.
你的思想复杂还是单纯？
You're complicated or you're simple.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到我们这个人塑造出来的这个人是根据我们这个魂。
So we are, our personality is determined by our soul.
然后我们的身体。
And then there's our body.
高矮胖瘦啊等等。
And then our appearance.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做用灵祷告？
So what does it mean to pray with our spirit?
弟兄姊妹就说到我们这个人不是只是在思想里面想一些话。
So that means we don't just think of some words with our mind.
也不是我们只是在情感里面讲一些话。
Or we express with our feelings only.
也不是我们用意志觉得该祷告了，今天是轮到我祝福秉杯，所以我就起来为秉杯祝谢，用意志来祷告。
Or we pray just out of our will because it's our duty.
什么叫做用灵祷告？
What does it mean to pray with our spirit?
弟兄姊妹，就是用我们全人至身之处，用简单的话说， from the bottom of our heart.
So to pray with the bottom of our heart.
圣经里面有几个形容词叫做倾心吐意，哈拿的祷告。
Hannah's prayer, the Bible says she prayed all of her grief and anguish.
那这个以赛亚书26章，我发现英文没翻出来，它叫倾心吐胆的祷告。
Isaiah says to pour out your gall.
整个祷告到你好像整个的里面都出来了。
As if you pour out your whole being.
那耶利米哀歌说到倾心如水，好像整个水倒出来一样。
Lamentations describe it, pour out your heart like water, like pouring the water.
那姑且借用圣经的一句诫命，叫做尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力，你整个都出来。
With our heart, with our soul, with our strength, with our might.
这是讲到这个倾心吐意祷告，不是用灵祷告的第一方面。
And this is the first part, to how to pray in the Holy
Spirit,
with our spirit.
整个最深之处的情感、意志，通通都在你的祷告里面送出去。
Put everything about you from the deepest of our beings and pour it out.
所以以前我讲过一个故事，说有一个药剂师，他是个基督徒，但是不冷不热的基督徒。
Once I told you a story, there was this pharmacist, and then he was a lukewarm Christian.
对，他这个又爱世界呢，然后但是又偶尔去聚会。
And he loved the world, and yet occasionally he will go to church.
所以他常常有时候礼拜五就不去聚会，跑去参加 party.
A lot of times he will not come to the Bible study, but go to a party.
那有一天晚上，他要去赶去 party 之前呢，他就匆匆忙忙的想要把他这个店关掉。And
then one day he was finishing up his work in the store and then ready to go to a party.
就在他把一些灯都关掉，快要关门的时候，突然进来一个很穷的小女孩。And
then right before he closed, there came this little girl, a very poor girl.
那这个小女孩非常非常的穷，她妈妈已经病危了。And
this girl's mother was dying.
那需要一点药，
and she needed some medicine.
能够让她舒服一点，能够帮助她，
so that she could be a little bit relieved.
那这个药剂师要走之前，心里也不忍心，所以就帮她配的药，就免费送给她。
So this pharmacist gave some medicine to her for free.
那小孩子高兴的不得了，拿了这个药就冲回去，要去救她妈妈。
And this girl was overjoyed. She quickly ran back home.
结果就在这个小女孩跑走之后， 这个药剂师突然发现一件事情。
And after this little girl left, this pharmacist all of a sudden discovered something.
因为灯关了，他放错了一个药。
Because he has turned off the light, so actually he gave the wrong medicine.
那个药是很强的毒药，足以致命的。
Actually, it was strong poison that
he gave. 当他发现的时候，他整个人着急的冲到马路上去找那个小女孩，已经找不到了。
And he was so frightened, he went out to search for the little girl, but he couldn't find her.
那这时候他唯一能够做的事情，他不知道怎么办，他就回来跪下来祷告。
At this moment, the only thing he could do was just to kneel down and pray.
他是真的是倾心全力的祷告。He
poured out his heart and prayed.
对，这一辈子从来没有过的祷告。He
never prayed so sincerely before.
就在他全心迫切大声祷告的时候。Just
when he poured out his heart and cried to God.
祷告完，突然发现小女孩回来。And
all of a sudden, the little girl came back.
小女孩满眼眼泪的站在他的旁边。And
the little girl was crying.
她说：“叔叔，对不起。”He
says, "I'm so sorry."
她说：“因为我急着想跑回去把药给我妈妈。”Because
I was in such a hurry to see my mother.
我不小心摔跤把它打破了。
I fell and I broke the medicine.
他说我可不可以请你原谅我，再试我一次。
I want to ask you for your forgiveness and can you give me some more?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你知道那个药剂师那天晚上他们再也没有去参加 party。
Can you imagine this pharmacist didn't go to the party anymore?
他整个生命在主的面前得到一个大的转机。
He had a big turnaround in his spiritual life.
他知道他的神是一个听祷告的神。
He realized that his God listens to prayers.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道有没有发现一件事情，祷告这么重要，但是最有权柄祷告的基督徒反而很少祷告。
Have we discovered that it is so important to pray, but yet people who have the authority, the privilege to pray, hardly pray?
我94年到以色列地去参观的时候。
1994, I went to Israel.
我们飞机降落在约旦的这个安曼，他们的 capital。
And then our plane and landed in Jordan.
礼拜五早上是回教徒的这个安息日。
And then it was a Sabbath day for the Muslims.
早上4:45，全程放喇叭，把他们叫起来祷告。
And around 4:45 in the morning, and then there was broadcast sound to wake up everyone to pray.
当我们去参观以色列地的时候。
And when we went to visit the land of Israel,
你常常可以看见这个犹太人，他们围着那个像撒母耳和大卫的坟墓，在那里祷告，在那里读经。
You will see people gather around the tombs of David, King David, or Eli, the prophet Samuel, and then they pray.
你看他们祷告，你真的是觉得惭愧。
And when you pray, you feel ashamed. When you see them pray, you feel ashamed.
他们把律法书摊在撒母耳的坟墓上面，那个棺材上面。
They will open their law book and then put on the coffin of Samuel.
他们整个人就这样前后的摇动，啊，就在那边练，然后在那边祷告。
And they will pray with their body moving.
他们整个用他们的力量在那里祷告。
They use their strength to pray.
我不晓得大家有没有看到这一期的《Times》杂志。
Have you I don't know if you have seen the Time magazine.
在巴基斯坦的街道上市集的照片，人家还在那边旁边有人走路。
And then the picture shows the street scenes of Palestine.
啊，对回教徒时间到的时候，这一排一排的跪在地上，那些男生整个脸伏在地上祷告。
And the picture shows when they pray at their prayer time.
他们是一天五次是吧？四次还是五次我忘了。他们要定时向着圣地，他们要屈膝祷告。
Every day, for many times, 4 or 5 times, they will kneel down and facing their holy land and pray.
弟兄姊妹，1999年11月，在台南县仁德这个台南县的这个仁寿宫啊，他们也把他们这个网络祭坛架设起来。
In November 1999, there was this temple in Taiwan. They set up their altar on the internet.
你只要上网就可以去烧香，可以去抽签，可以去敬拜。菩萨或什么都可以。
So you can just get online to burn incense or to get fortunes.
然后陈水扁总统帮他们剪彩开幕的。
And then they had the opening ceremony by the president of Taiwan.
啊，弟兄姊妹，不仅仅这样，连撒旦教都有禁食的祷告会。
Even the cult of Satan, they have fast and prayer.
我说他们最常祷告两件事是叫神家的领袖失败，叫神家不合一，神家分裂。
The two things that they pray the most is that the Christian leaders will fall and then there will be dissension in the church.
弟兄姊妹，连这些错误的信仰拜假神的人，他们都能够这么认真的祷告他们所信的。
Do you see that even those people who follow the false God will pray so hard?
弟兄姊妹，我们这些真正听祷告神的儿女们，为什么我们祷告的权柄好像被剥夺了呢？
But we are children of God who listen to prayers and yet we pray so little.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候是因为我们的祷告没有全力以赴。
A lot of times it's because we don't try to pray.
我们没有真正的在灵的里面来祷告。
We don't pray in the spirit.
我们真正没有 cry out, 像圣经上说的，他们祷告在神的面前。
We hardly cry out before God.
我们好像一个小孩子，调皮的小孩，就按了别人家的电铃以后他就跑掉了。
It seems like we're those naughty children, we push the doorbell and then we quickly run away.
人家来开门的时候你已经不在了。
So when the person come out to answer the door, they could not find us.
所以我们祷告完，我们也忘记了我们祷告什么，也不在乎神听了没有。
So after we pray, we leave and we don't care if God listened to our prayer and we forget about it.
在灵里祷告第一件事情说到我们请全心祷告。
Therefore, we have to pour out our heart to pray.
那第二方面是保罗特别在哥林多前书14章，今天早晨我们没有空细看。
And then the second area is recorded in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
保罗在这里说，他说我是用方言祷告。
Paul says, I pray in a tongue.
如果我用方言祷告，是我的灵祷告。
When I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays.
我的悟性没有果效。
But then my mind is unfruitful.
他说我要用灵祷告，也要用悟性祷告。
Therefore, I shall pray with my spirit, and I shall pray with my mind.
灵歌唱，也要用悟性歌唱。
And I will sing with my spirit, and I will sing with my mind too.
用灵祷告，第二方面在这里讲到说用方言。
So to pray in the spirit in another way is to pray in a tongue.
那哥林多前书十四章是把讲方言跟先知讲道做了一个非常清楚的对比。
First Corinthians chapter 14 gives a comparison between to pray in a tongue and to prophesy.
那我们既然讲到了，我想我花三五分钟交通一下。
So I will share with you a little bit more.
因为这方面错误的教导非常非常的多。
Because there are many false teachings regarding this chapter.
那很多人认为说，你如果被圣灵充满的话，你一定要说方言。你没有说方言，表示你没有圣灵。
Many people say that if you are ever being filled with the Holy Spirit, you must pray in tongues.
因为他说你是用灵祷告，是表示你用方言祷告。
Because they think in order to pray in the spirit, you have to pray with a tongue.
所以如果你不会方言祷告，表示你没有灵。
In other words, if you don't know how to pray in a tongue, that means you are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹，这是绝对的一个错误的教导。
But this is not correct.
好，所以我们让弟兄姊妹知道这个样子的教导是错误的。
We have to know that this is not correct.
那我想把保罗在哥林多前书十四章讲方言跟先知讲到的几个点，我简单的归纳一下下就好。
I will summarize with you what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
那首先保罗教导我们，如果我们是用方言来祷告的话，他是指说这是用灵在祷告。
First, Paul says, if we pray in the tongue, that means we are praying in the spirit.
但是并不代表用灵祷告就一定是要用方言祷告。
But it does not mean that when we pray in the spirit, we have to pray in the tongue.
那第二方面呢，方言有两大类。
And there are two types of tongues.
就是如果我们根据方言运用的场合来说的话，可以分成两大类。
So, depends on their application. There are two types of tongues, praying tongues.
那第一种是在公开聚会中运用的方言。
First is in the public meetings like this.
那另外一种的方言是个人施祷中跟神交通的时候用的。
Second application is we pray when we are praying alone.
那公开聚会里面运用的方言呢，又有两种。
And then in public meetings, there are two types of tongues when we practice.
那一种方言呢是成文的语言啊。那例如说我是中国人，我从来不会讲苏俄话，但是在一个聚会的里面，我突然用苏俄的语言讲起话来。
One type is a language that really exists. For example, I'm a Chinese, but in a meeting, I might start speaking Russian.
那这样子的方言就像五旬节降临的时候所用的方言，个人用自己的乡谈说起别国的话。
Such tongues are this is the type of tongue that's recorded in Acts chapter 2. People are speaking different languages.
那这也是保罗说的是为不信的人做证据，知道这些人不是凭着自己说得出来的。
And when we speaking in another language, this is a sign for the unbelievers.To testify for the Holy Spirit.
而且常常是为了福音的缘故，有这样子的方言出现。
It's all often for gospel purposes.
这个不光记载在圣经里面，在教会历史，就连我们现在所碰到的人都常常听到这样子的见证。
And these experiences and testimonies are not only recorded in the Bible, but still happening today.
你知道要犹太人信耶稣那是很难的事情。
Because it was hard for the Jews to believe in Jesus.
有一次有一个犹太人信耶稣，就是因为在座突然有一个人起来。用希伯来文祷告，那个话大大的摸着他。
I knew a Jew who got converted because one day in the meeting, all of a sudden, a person stood up and prayed in Hebrew, and his prayer touched his heart greatly.
他会后去找他，用希伯来文跟他讲话，那个人一句话都答不出来，因为他不懂希伯来文。
After the meeting, he went to talk to the person in Hebrew, but this person did not understand at all.
他知道神特别借着他把福音传给了。
Therefore, he knew God used that person to preach gospel to him.
所以这是一种成文的语言。
So this is a language.
那另外一种在聚会中运用的方言呢，是一般人都听不懂。
And there was another type of tongue that nobody understands.
但是在座有一些会翻方言恩赐的人，他听得懂。
But then there might be other people who can interpret tongues, they can understand.
那他听懂的时候，他就站起来把他所说的方言翻出来。
So when such tongues are used, and this person will stand up and interpret.
那保罗告诉我们，这样子的在聚会里面如果发生的话，最多只要有两三个人就好，不要太多。
And Paul says, if such thing happens in a meeting, two or three would be enough, not too many.
好，那这是讲到公开聚会中的方言。
So these are the practice of speaking in tongues in public
meetings. 那个人施祷之中的方言呢？
And what about to pray when we are in our private rooms?
那这也是都没有人听得懂。
Those tongues are not understood.
那因为也不是在聚会中，所以也不需要翻出来。
And because we're not in public meeting, they don't need to be interpreted.
那这样子的方言，他讲说的对象是对神说，不是对人说。
Such prayers are to God, not to men.
不像先知讲道是对人说。
Unlike prophesying, it's to men.
像我现在讲到就是在对人说。
Like now I'm preaching to men.
那方言的祷告，它的方式呢，是用灵在这里说。
When we pray in tongues, we pray with the Spirit.
那先知讲道呢，它是用悟性在这里说。
But when we prophesy with mind.
然后内容呢，方言是对神讲说各样的奥秘。
And when we pray in tongues, we're uttering mysteries to God.
就是有些事是很奥秘的事情，或是我们自己语言讲不出来的事情。
Some mysteries that might not be able to, cannot be expressed with our own language.
那先知讲道呢，是用悟性说造就、安慰、劝勉人的话。
But when we prophesy words that people can understand with encouragement, comfort, and instruction.
那这种诗人方言的目的是为了什么呢？
So what's the purpose to pray in tongues in our private rooms?
圣经上说是为了造就自己。
The Bible tells us in order to edify ourselves.
第二是为了不信的人做证据。
And also it's a sign for the unbelievers.
那么先知讲道是为了造就教会。
But when we prophesy in order to edify the church.
是为信的人做证据。
It's a sign for the believers.
那么最后讲到他们的重要性，到底哪一个重要呢？
So which one is more important?
首先所有的恩赐都很可贵。
We have to know that all gifts are precious.
只要是真的，真的从神来的，都是可贵的。
As long as they are real and they are from God, they're precious.
但是保罗在哥林多前书14章也让我们看见方言跟在悟性里面的交通或祷告这两个的重要，到底哪一个重要？
And Paul still compares them in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
我们从他的两句话来看，
We'll see from two verses.
第一个是第五节，他说我愿你们都说方言，但是更愿意你们做先知讲道。Verse
5, he says, I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy.
换句话说，保罗没有禁止说方言的事情。In
other words, Paul did not stop praying in tongues.
他甚至鼓励弟兄姊妹都能够说方言。
He even encouraged, he hopes that everyone can speak in tongues.
所以圣经既然借着保罗这样子教导我们，那这也是我们在主面前该有的态度。
Since Paul teaches us this way, this is what our attitude should be.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是可以渴慕求神把说方言的恩赐给我们。
Therefore, we can desire and pray for this gift or speaking in tongues.
我们是可以羡慕有说方言的经历。
We can admire and long for the experience to pray in tongues.
但在第五节的后面，保罗接着说：“方言如果不翻出来，使教会被造就，那做先知讲道就比他强。”But
then again, Paul says, "If he who prophesies greater than he who can speak in tongues, unless he's interpreted."
所以，万一我们真不会说方言，也不要难过。
So if we cannot speak in tongues, please don't feel too bad.
我们真能够在悟性的里面，在主里面分享一些造就劝勉人的话，比翻不出来的方言，保罗说还好。Because
if we can share or we can encourage with our mind, according to Paul, it's better than a tongue without interpretation.
那第二节的经文是在18节到19节。The
second verse is verse 18. And also 19.
保罗说：“感谢神，我说方言比你们众人还多。”所以保罗是一个非常会说方言的人。
Paul says, "I thank God because I speak in tongues more than all of you." In other words, Paul speaks in many tongues.
但是在教会中, 我宁可用悟性说五句教导人的话,
But in the church, I would rather speak five intelligible words to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue.
也让我们再一次看见, 方言如果不能够翻出来, 就宁可自己对神说着。
So if our tongues cannot be interpreted, we rather just speak to God only.
那在聚会里面我们宁可说五句造就人的话, 不要自己不管别人, 啊啦啦在那边一直说方言。
So in the meeting, we rather speak five intelligible words to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue.
因为神家聚会的时候是有次序的。
Because our meetings have to be orderly. And the purpose of our meeting is to edify the church. So if our tongues cannot be interpreted, we'd rather pray in private.
就我们总结一下,
so in summary, we encourage brothers and sisters to long for spiritual gifts.
包括说方言的恩赐,
including speaking in a tongue.
尤其这个方言是能够成为造就教会的恩赐的话, 我们非常鼓励。
Especially if such a tongue can edify the church.
其实我常常为了教会能够有人会方言的恩赐而祷告。
I often pray for the gifts in our church to interpret tongues.
因为我知道我们中间有几位弟兄姊妹会说方言, 但是不会方方言。
I know that several brothers and sisters among us can speak in tongues but cannot interpret them.
我参加过好几个聚会, 有人说方言, 有人起来翻方言, 非常非常的震撼的摸着我。
I have been to meetings where people can speak in tongues and there was interpretation and the whole thing was powerful.
但是我们仍然也是要提醒弟兄姊妹, 不要舍本逐末。
But then again, I want to remind us not to go for the wrong things.
追求恩赐和经历替代了追求生命的成长和变化。
We should not pursue for spiritual gifts more than we pursue for the growth of our life.
保罗劝我们要羡慕属灵的恩赐。
Paul says we should long for spiritual gifts.
而且要尤其要羡慕那些能够造就教会的恩赐。
Especially those gifts that can edify the church.
所以我盼望我们中间的弟兄姊妹不要因为听见有一些 灵恩混乱的情形，我们害怕，不敢来追求圣灵里的经历。
So we hope that we will not be discouraged to pursue spiritual experiences.
我们能够站稳在神话语的真理的根基上面。
That we will stand firm on the truth of His word.
我们的目标是为了能够更深的认识主，也更多的造就教会。
And our goal is to know the Lord deeper and to edify the church more.
而不是只是为了自己有一个特别的经历，或是跟别人骄傲的根据。
Instead of pursuing an experience later on that we can boast about.
我相信当我们这样大胆地向神渴慕的时候, 神会愿意赐给我们。
When we boldly ask and long for such gifts, I believe the Lord will give it to us.
所有有说方言恩赐的弟兄姊妹, 我相信我们里面都有一个共同的经历。
And all of us who can speak in tongues, we all have this experience.
就是很多时候我们在祷告的时候, 我们里面的话语有限, 祷告不出来。
We often feel we're limited when we pray with our mind.
尤其在很大的痛苦底下。
Especially if we are under great grievance.
尤其在很大的征战面前。
Or in front of a great spiritual battle.
好像有时候在很大的使命面前, 我们里面需要力量。
Or when we face great mission and we need strength.
或是里面的感觉深到一个地步, 我们找不出话来了。
Or our feeling is so deep that words cannot express.
或者我们碰到了神的荣耀, 我们在神面前喜乐到一个地步, 讲不出话来了。
Or we are overjoyed by God's presence, we cannot express it.
弟兄姊妹,方言能够帮助我们释放里面的感觉在神的面前。
And praying in tongues can help to release and express our feelings before God.
方言祷告可以帮助我们很多祷告不出来的话被带到神的面前。
And tongues can help us to express words before God.
那弟兄姊妹,我们要羡慕也要渴慕。
Therefore, we ought to long for it and thirst for it. Because the Holy Spirit is in us.
不仅仅我们在他的同在中来祷告,
not only that, we can pray in His presence. We can pray with our spirit.
保罗说我要用灵祷告。
Paul says, I will pray with my spirit.
我也要用悟性祷告。
I will also pray with my mind.
我要用灵歌唱。
I will sing with my spirit.
我也要用悟性歌唱。
I will also sing with my mind.
弟兄姊妹常常在亲近神到一步的时候, 我们里面超过话语了, 就用方言或者灵歌来向神赞美。
A lot of times when we draw near to God, His presence will be so great that we will burst into praying in tongues.
圣灵既然是真的。
If the Holy Spirit is real,
祂就会在我们里面真正来释放我们。
And He will release us.
弟兄姊妹，让我们学习啊，我们相信祂的，相信祂的内住。
Let's believe in His dwelling in us.
我们接受祂在我们里面的感动和运行。
And we accept His work in us.
我们也顺服祂在我们里面祂要来释放的工作。
And we obey His work to release us.
你会发现我们常常在祷告之后，我们里面重新得力。
So then we will often be strengthened again after praying.
我是盼望我们在座更多的弟兄姊妹都有这样子的经历。
I hope that more of us will have such experience.
不是只是因为我个人的经历盼望弟兄姊妹有这样子的经历。
It's not because I have such experience, so I hope you will have them too.
而是因为圣经就这样子教导，保罗也这样子鼓励。
But this is how the Bible teaches and Paul encourages us too.
我愿你们都说方言。
I hope that all of you will speak in your tongue.
而他说，我用方言祷告，是我用灵祷告。
When I pray in tongue, I pray with my spirit.
不是去跟别人学一些舌音在那边随便嘎啦嘎啦随便讲的。
So we're not just to learn some technique.
而是我们真在圣灵的里面，让圣灵自由的来释放我们。
But we pray in the Holy Spirit, and He will set us free.
那最后，圣经有一段非常熟悉的经文，我们常用的罗马书八章二十六节。
Lastly, we'll look at the passage that we're very familiar. That's Romans chapter 8.
就是圣灵亲自替我们祷告。
Verses 26 to 27, that the Holy Spirit Himself intercedes for us.
他说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
He says, in the same way, the Spirit help us in our weakness.
我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。
We do not know what we ought to pray for.
只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思。
And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit.
因为圣灵照着神的旨意替我们祈求。
Because the Spirit intercedes for saints in accordance with God's will.
保罗在这里说，我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
Paul says the Spirit helps us in our weakness.
弟兄姊妹，我们软不软弱？
Are we weak?
我们真软弱。
Of course, yes.
弟兄姊妹，不仅仅软弱，真软弱。
Not only we're weak, we're really weak.
软弱到一个地步，连祷告这么重要的事我们都不会了。
Weak to a point that we don't even know what to pray for.
有很多时候我们不知道神的旨意是什么，不知道怎么祷告。
Because a lot of times we don't know God's will, how can we pray?
弟兄姊妹，我们跪到主的面前去，我们不知道要讲什么。
We kneel before God, a lot of times we don't have the words.
祷告是一个这么大的权柄跟祝福，但是我们却不知道如何去享受它。
We have such great privilege, but yet we do not know how to exercise it.
祷告一点不吸引我们。
Therefore, we're not attracted to prayer.
祷告没有成为我们的生活。
It's not part of our life.
祷告好像没有成为我们里面觉得不可以少的一件事情。
It's not a part of life that we cannot live without.
所以我说我们真的是太软弱了。
Therefore, we are indeed weak.
但保罗告诉我们，他说我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
But Paul says the Spirit helps us in our weakness.
就算我们不会祷告。
Even we don't know how to pray.
原谅我说，我觉得我们的软弱还不仅仅是不会祷告。
I believe our weakness is not that we don't know how to pray.
我们很多的时候软弱是我们根本都不肯到神面前来。
We don't even want to come before God.
我们根本不肯也不想顺服神。
We don't want to obey God.
那个有时候更可怕的 更深的一个软弱呢，是我们根本我们没有办法来顺服神。
And also we cannot obey God. We cannot
就算我明明知道什么是神要的。
Even if we know God's will.
我也很难顺服他。
Or even I say I am willing.
但是我却发现我立志行善由得我，做出来由不得我。
But then I don't have the strength to carry out my obedience.
我没有办法去照着神的喜悦活出来。
I cannot live to please God.
我们的不会，我们的不肯，我们的不能，都说出了我们的软弱。
Therefore we are weak because we're not willing. Even if we're willing, we're not able.
那弟兄姊妹，何等的感谢主！
But how we thank the Lord.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit lives in us.
这句话居然是从保罗讲出来。
Paul tells us that.
他说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
Paul says, the Spirit help us in our weakness.
这么伟大的保罗，这么刚强得胜的保罗。
Such great and victorious Paul.
他都经历到他也软弱。
He even experienced he is weak too.
他不会祷告。
He doesn't know what to pray.
但是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
我记得有一次有一个年长的弟兄跟我们分享，有一位侯秀恩侯老姊妹，
I heard a testimony about Ms. Ho.
她是一位非常非常敬虔的一位老姊妹。
She was a very godly woman.
她是我们山东老乡，所以有时候常常到台南我们家，有时候来我们家住。
I remember when I was young, she often visited us.
我爸爸妈妈都跟她很熟，她非常非常的敬虔。
And she was rather close to my parents, and she was very godly.
有一次有一个年长的神的仆人讲说，他们教会请了侯老姊妹到他们教会去带领特会。
Once a servant of God told us that their church invited Miss Ho to their church to lead a conference.
他们请她那一次特会的主题就讲怎么祷告。
And the theme of the conference is how to pray.
他们想能够请到侯小姐来这里教祷告，那是太好的事情。
So they thought they were very privileged to have Ms. Ho as the speaker.
一定可以得到很多祷告的秘诀。
They thought they could learn a lot of secrets from her.
没想到侯小姐站上去。
But when Ms. Ho went up to the pulpit,
她就一遍又一遍的念罗马书八章二十六节。
And again and again, she just repeated Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
我们本不知道当怎样祷告。
We do not know what we ought to pray.
好的，弟兄姊妹，没有一个人懂得怎么祷告。
Nobody knows how to pray.
我们真是没有一个人会真正的祷告。
Nobody knows how to pray.
感谢主，圣灵住在我们。
But thank God, Holy Spirit lives in us.
圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息听。
Holy Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
弟兄姊妹，所以当你祷告里面觉得没有什么感觉，没什么喜乐的时候，不要随便放弃。
So never give up, even if we don't feel anything when we pray.
你就停下自己的祷告。
Just stop your own prayer.
你就转向住在里面的圣灵。
And turn to the Holy Spirit that lives in us.
你就告诉他说：“主啊，我不会祷告。”
And just tell him, Lord, I don't know how to pray.
尤其在这个时候，我整个人都乱了。
Especially at this moment, I'm so confused.
主啊，我这么软弱，我真是没有力量胜过这个罪。
I'm so weak, and I have no strength to overcome this sin.
主啊，我真是困惑了，我不知道前途到底你的旨意是什么。
I'm confused. I don't know about my future.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们里面可以跟神倾心吐意的告诉他说，主，你来替我祷告。
We can pour out our feelings and thoughts, and we ask Him to pray for us.
你发现很稀奇的一件事情，既然圣灵内住是真的
，So if the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is real,
他是有活生生的位格，他是三合一神中的那一位
，And He's a living person, one of the Trinity God.
他会 take over 我们的祷告
，He will take over our prayer.
他照着神的旨意替我们祈求。
And He will pray for us according to God's will.
如果我们真是不会、不懂得怎么祷告，你发现圣灵替了我们祷告。
If we really don't know how to pray, we discover that the Holy Spirit pray for us.
如果你已经知道了神的旨意是什么，只是不肯付代价、不肯顺服，圣灵也会替我们祷告到我们肯顺服。
If we already know God's will, but we don't have the strength to obey.Then the Holy Spirit will pray for us until we have the strength to obey.
如果我们里面也知道了神的旨意是什么，我们也肯顺服神，只是没有能力来顺服神。弟兄姊妹，圣灵替我们祷告之后，你发现能力也赐下来。
And a lot of times after we pray, we discover the Holy Spirit will give us strength to obey God's will.
达比弟兄讲了一句话。
Brother Darby once said.
他说：“神的旨意通行到哪里，哪里就有真正的喜乐。”
Whatever God's will is.There will be real joy.
我再讲一次，神的旨意通行到哪里，哪里就有真正的喜乐。
Wherever God's will is carried out, there is true joy.
圣灵在我们里面替我们祷告，为的是要叫神的旨意通行在我们的身上。
The Holy Spirit prays for us so that God's will can be carried out in our life.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真让圣灵用说不出的叹息替我们祷告之后
，If we let the Holy Spirit to pray for us with groans.Then,
你发现我们的脚步就向着神的旨意去了。
Then you will discover that we walk toward God's will.
我们也有力量来跟随神的旨意。
Then we'll have strength to follow Him.
而当神的旨意通行之后
，And when God's will is carried out,
你发现天上的喜乐也就流通到那里。
Then there is heavenly joy.
有一首诗歌啊，有一点深，那我们看一下545首。
Let's look at a hymn that's rather deep.
这是 A.B. Simpson 弟兄的一首很好的诗歌。
545。
我们只看第一节跟第六节啊。
Let's look at verses stanzas 1 and 6.
在这里说到祷告乃是灵中所烧圣香，一 一针见血的把祷告讲出来了。
Prayer is the incense of a holy heart.
祷告乃是灵中所烧的圣香。
It's the incense of a holy heart.
它绝对是从灵里面出来的。
It is out of a heart.
它经过破碎之人向神献上。
Rising to God from bruised and broken things.
破碎说到我们降服在十字架的底下。
When we are broken, we surrender to the cross.
我们降服在神的旨意面前。
We surrender to God's will.
乃是由焚烧之灵所点燃
When kindled by the Spirit's burning breath
并借着信心之意升到神前
And upward borne by the faith ascending wings
那个焚烧的灵它要点燃在我们的里面
This burning breath will be kindled in our spirit
然后借着信心的翅膀把我们的祷告带到神的面前
And through the wings of faith we are carried before God
那第六节呢
Stanza 6.
教我祷告
Teach us to pray.
运行在我灵中
Move on my heart.
直到全人被你感觉推动
Till thy own possession all are being moved.
因为我们不知道怎么祷告
Because we don't know how to pray.
圣灵知道
But the Holy Spirit does.
我们没有力量来答应神的要求
We have no strength to answer God's prayer.
圣灵可以
But Holy Spirit can.
所以祷告是说到我们整个全人被圣灵的感觉在这里推动。
Therefore, when we pray, we are moved by the power of the Spirit.
在我里面祷告，直到显出。
Teach us prayerness until our prayer shall be.
我里基督祷告天上基督。
Christ in us praying to the Christ above.
换句话说，圣灵在我们里面一直的运行，替我们的祷告。
In other words, the Holy Spirit keeps praying in us.
要把我们推到达到一个境界
In order to move us to such a place
就是我里面的主祷告天上的主
That Christ in us will pray to the Christ above
那神的旨意就要通行在我们身上
And then the will of God will be carried out in our life
我们要不要一起试试看来唱好不好
Let's try to sing this hymn together
那弟兄姊妹我要先在唱之前我要先回到我一开始所讲的那个例子
Before we sing, I still want to go back to my example.
我们不能借着看着一瓶海水而说我看过海。
We cannot claim that we have seen an ocean if we only see a bottle of ocean water.
我们没有办法借着看一本书听一个人讲圣灵而我们认识什么叫做圣灵。
And we cannot claim that we know the Holy Spirit just by reading a book or hearing a sermon.
我们要像那个印第安人一样，他亲自看见了他大海。
We have to be like that American Indian that he went to the ocean himself.
他亲自被海的浩瀚伟大所震撼所感动。
So that he was amazed by this great ocean.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们盼望我们在座每一个人都向主的有的祷告。
And I hope that is also our prayer to God.
决定不要想说我听了一篇道以后，我回去来学习经历圣灵。
Don't just think that after the sermon we can go home and learn to experience the Holy Spirit.
圣灵现在就在这里。
The Holy Spirit is right here, right now.
圣灵一直住在我们里面。
And He dwells in us always.
弟兄姊妹，让我们带着信心，我们来接受他。
Let's accept Him with faith.
我们借带着信心来享受他。
That we receive and enjoy Him with faith.
所以我们唱第一节跟第六节。
Let's sing stanzas 1 and 6.
我对弟兄姊妹有一个小小的请求。
And I have a little request.
我不管过去你的祷告生活如何。
I don't know what your prayer life has been.
我也不管今天早晨当你跨进神家之前你属灵的光景如何。
And I don't care your spiritual condition when you walked into the meeting today.
得胜也好失败也好。
Whether you are victorious or you failed.
刚强也好软弱也好。
Whether strong or weak.
有难处也好，没有难处也好。
Or whether you have difficulties in your life.
弟兄姊妹，我们求你们一件事情。
I ask you one thing.
我们学习就在这个时候。
Let's learn at this moment.
我们学习在圣灵里面来祷告。
Let's learn to pray in the Spirit.
曾经有过的，我们感谢主，让这个圣灵祷告的经历更多。
If we ever had this experience, let's strengthen it.
如果没有的话，今天早上至少让我们学习入门。
If we will never let today be an entry point,
我们在神圣的同在中向他祷告。
Let's pray to him in his holy presence.
我们倾心吐胆的在他面前全力以赴的来祷告。
Let's pray by pouring our heart with all our strength.
如果我们还是不会，我们就让圣灵用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
And if we still don't know how to pray, let the Holy Spirit pray for us.
我们扬声 cry out to God.
Let's cry out to God.
我们一起来唱第一节第六节。
那 stand up and sing stanzas 1 and 6.
你愿意到前面跪着祷告可以，我们欢迎你来。
If you want, you can come forward and kneel down and pray to me.
如果你不愿意到前面来，你可以在你的位置上跪下来、坐下来都可以。
Or you can even sit down or kneel down where you are.
但是一定要在信心的里面来到神的面前来祷告。
But come before God. Do come before God with faith.
来。祷告乃是灵，众所受圣像，经过破碎之，人向神献上，乃是有分上，只因所点燃。再唱第一节，当我们在唱的时候，你愿意到前面来祷告的，请你来。你需要别人为你按手祷告的，你也可以来。你不知道怎么样在灵中祷告，需要别人帮助你的，也可以到前面来啊。我们在唱第一节、第六节。
祷告乃是灵中所造圣像。
在位置上跪下来的就跪下来，
我立即都祷告天上基督。
我们请一起低头，请继续为我们弹。
Let's bow our heads。
如果我们里面真觉得我们来到这位伟大的神面前，
If we really know that we come before this Almighty God,
我们是否都愿意甘心地在他面前屈膝向他下拜？
Are we willing to kneel down and bow before Him?
弟兄姊妹要用信心。
Let's exercise our faith.
就让我们跪在他的面前。
Let's kneel before Him.
就让我们用灵的最深之处向他说话。
Let's speak to Him with the deepest of spirits.
相信他的内住。
Believe that He dwells in us.
相信他神圣的同在。
And His holy presence.
把你心里面一切的愁苦、一切的需要向他倾吐。
Pour out all our needs and our griefs.
你可以开声祷告。
We can cry out to Him.
如果有需要，你可以小声的用方言祷告。
Or you can pray in tongues.
你可以在主人面前夸耀，向他哭求都没有关系。
Or you can cry out to Him.
就是要请全心的来向他呼求。
Use all our strength to cry to Him.
哦，主耶稣。知道你现在就在我们中间。
Oh Lord, we know that you are in our midst.
不要再放过我们任何一个人。
Do not let any of us go.
我们软弱已经够长久。
We have been weak for a long time.
救我们脱离一切不冷不热的光景。
Deliver us from this lukewarm condition.
既然圣灵已经降临。
Since the Holy Spirit has come,
既然保惠师已经来，
the Comforter has come,
既然圣灵已经住在我们里面，
and the Holy Spirit dwells in us,
主啊，把我们带到你汪洋大海之中。
Oh Lord, lead us before this immense ocean,
不让我们还仍然活在贫穷和软弱的里面。
Do not let us stay in poverty,
今天早晨我们都要向你呼喊。
This morning we want to cry out to you.
那焚烧的灵啊，烧在我们的里面。
Oh, this burning spirit rekindled in us.
让我们都起来爱耶稣。
So that we will rise up and love Jesus.
让我们都起来为你而活着。
That we will live for you alone.
让我们都起来认识、承认你的内住。
That we will come and confess your indwelling in us.
让我们都起来尊重你在我们里面的带领。
That we will honor your guidance in us.
主，我知道你现在就在我们的中间。
Oh Lord, I know that you are walking in our midst. Come to touch every heart.
Oh, 来安慰我们,
to come and comfort us.
来释放我们,
and to free us.
来医治我们,
to heal us.
来赦免我们,
and to forgive us.
来更新我们,
and to renew us.
来提升我们,
and to lift us up.
主啊, 让我们回去的时候, 我们再也不一样。
So that when we walk out of this meeting, we are no longer the same.
我们要带着你活泼的同在回去。
We want to go home with your living presence.
Oh, 耶稣啊, 我们向你呼求。
Oh Lord Jesus, we cry out to you.
赞美你。
Oh, we praise you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.